understanding, the local government acts of any other written law to the contrary. The burning of grass by any person is prohibited in all areas of Uganda. However, the practice continues in many parts of Uganda during the dry season.
Burning far outweighs short-term benefits, creating a cycle of ecological damage and livelihood threats. Those are the concerns of some people as they anticipate the dry spell across several regions of Uganda. John Adaku, the LC3 chairperson Ulepi sub-county in Madiokolo district, affirms that the impact of bush burning has been severe in his sub-county.
It has exposed our environment to a lot of risks, soil erosion, and name them.
Renowned veterinary doctor in West Nile, Dr. Willy Nguma, explains scientifically the impact of bush burning.
This grass, why do you burn it? This grass, one, can still be consumed by the animals. Two, the grass you see here, when you burn it, you are emitting carbon. And the carbon is what brings up the greenhouse gases. Accumulation of green ozone layer, that is what causes climate change.
Lillian Ayot, the communications officer for the West Nile Rural Electrification Company, Wenereco, says they always incur losses during dry seasons.
When these poles are burnt and a pole falls down, supply is cut, so it affects supply. People whose businesses solely depend on electricity incur losses. Electricity reliability affects us because we are committed to providing stable and reliable electricity to our customers.
Moses Mandu Okondo, a climate change activist, calls for action through collaboration to enhance sensitization.
Dry season is setting in. That means we shall be expecting rapid bush burning. We need to stand together to respond to what people ignore.
Evelyn Katasi, an environment officer at National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, in charge of education and public awareness, explains how dreadful bush burning is to the soil.
The soil isn't just soil. It is a home to very many organisms that provide different nutrients that support plant growth. So in your effort to clear the land for new maybe crops or new grass to grow, you're killing the things that would have supported the new plants or the new grass that you want.
Katasi also offers some probable measures to curb the practice.
It starts with you, the individual. You need to first stop bush burning. We need to create awareness, spread the gospel of sound environment practices, and also tell the people that are still actively bush burning to stop and share the benefits. Sadly, in case it is persistent, you can reach out to leadership to enact local laws that make it illegal. At least these are the ones that are still carrying it on. Pay fines, feel it economically, and then maybe then we'll see some change.
Similarly, senior environment officer at NEMA, Tony Achidria, reveals their interventions to ensure bush burning is not extensively practiced.
Aside from sensitization, we are working with the community leaders. One, we help them in coming up with bylaws. Two, we do sensitize them on what the law says about bush burning and other environment practices that are degenerative to the environment. And we hope with this continuous sensitization, we shall realize behavior change among our communities.
The Prohibition of the Burning of Grass Act of 1974 generally bans bush burning. The practice is common in northern Uganda, especially in Acholi, the cattle corridor of Rakai and Mbarara, and West Nile in the districts of Yumbe, Moyo, Arua, and Madiokolo.